97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, from the Emmy Award-winning drama Breaking Bad on AMC. Dean Norris is on the phone. Dean, how you doing, brother?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Where am I catching you today?
I'm in California,
dude. Well, number one, thank you very much for getting up early for us. We appreciate that. Because the time.
Absolutely. I think we should move drive time from like 10 to 2. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously. So, yeah, and I would really appreciate that, because when my alarm goes off at 3:45, that's a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's early. Drive time's early, but it's good to be here, man. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fantastic. I'll tell you what. What a career you've had.
Thank you.
And I say that because, you know, I'm looking down your resume. 24, True Blood. Yeah. The West Wing, NYPD Blue, CSI, X-Files. That's not even counting the movies that you've been in. You have been really blessed as an actor to be able to hit all these different shows and work with some of the most talented people in Hollywood, man. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I'm working on Criminal Minds later today, in fact. And I did a medium earlier, and I did a light to me. So it's been fun on my off time.
That's... Now, do you still have to read for these parts? I mean, because you're like the go-to guy whenever a series needs somebody for one or two episodes, you're like the guy. Is it like, yeah, you know, are you on the bat phone? You know, when a producer needs somebody to fill a spot quickly, are you the go-to guy? That's what it seems like.
Yeah, man, I get it. In fact, I had 3 offers to do every week, just to do whatever particular show. So this week it's Criminal Minds. You know, I've worked with all these guys before. You know, all the producers and writers and directors. I mean, I've been doing this 20 some years. So when it comes to TV, I've worked with them all before. If they, hopefully I didn't mess things up, so they give me a call and we go back to work.
Dude, I'll tell you what. That's got to be a real feather in your cap. Just a show of respect, the fact that you're their go-to guy, man. That's awesome.
It's a blast, you know, and I enjoy doing other shows. You know, I get this sort of like a high school reunion. I go back and, you know, all the crew I've worked with somewhere before, so I get to say hi to everybody and enjoy myself on these different sets.
Absolutely. And of course, now you have a main gig. It's won Emmys. It's Breaking Bad. It's Sundays at 10 on AMC. For people who have not seen the show, tell us about the show.
Yeah, there are people who haven't seen the show, those guys.
I know.
Yeah, it's about a high school teacher who unfortunately has the worst mid-life crisis you can imagine, including getting a diagnosis of lung cancer. He needs to make money for his family. He decides that he's going to start cooking meth to do that.
Well, obviously, that's what I would do.
Well, you know, the thing is, the fact that he's a chemistry teacher means he makes the best meth ever.
Well, obviously.
And he gets himself into all kinds of trouble with a lot of bad guys that he's not used to dealing with.
Well, sure. I mean, he cooks meth. Has he not heard of a bake sale? The garage sale? Nothing?
Exactly. I don't know why. But what happens is he makes enough money early on in the show to cover what he needs to do. But he starts to get addicted to the power and the fame. He's sort of like Al Pacino in Scarface, you know.
Nice.
First you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the women. And we haven't got the women yet, but who knows? We got season 3 coming up.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, it's kind of like being a morning disc jockey without the money.
Nice, yeah, great.
No, absolutely. I tell you, I've gotten way more play than the fat guy should for a really long time.
Yeah, oh. Awesome, man.
Yeah. So what about, again, we're talking to Dean Norris. It's Breaking Bad, AMC, Sundays at 10. Are you a married fella? I mean,
man, I'm married with 5 kids.
5 kids? Gee.
Yeah.
You're on so many shows. When do you have time to procreate?
That's what you know. That's what I do. I get on the show so I get out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Say, like, honey, gotta work. Take care of the kids. I'll see you.
So how old are the kids at this point?
I got 18 down to 1 year old. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I gotta ask. What's it like having, you know, you're a name. You are a face in Hollywood. What's it like to raise kids in that kind of environment? You know, because I get. There's they have to have interaction with other celebrities' kids, and you know, they're when it comes to celebrities, when it comes to Hollywood and power, things are a lot more accessible than anywhere else in the country. So that's got to be tough.
It is tough. You know, we specifically live, I live an hour and a half outside of L.A. We did that, moved away. It's a very small town with, you know, baseball, and people don't even think about L.A. or the whole concept. But we did that specifically for the reasons you're alluding to.
Good.
So my kids are raised, because I was raised in a small town in Indiana, and I like my kids to have that same thing. When they get old enough, they can go into L.A. and deal with it. But we raised them outside of L.A.
That's, I'll tell you, that's a smart thing, man, because you gotta look, and being a parent of an 18-year-old and looking at some of the kids that are literally growing up in front of the paparazzi cameras, that's gotta be troubling.
It is, you know, and we my wife and I looked at that early on and decided that's not something we want to deal with. So L.A. is not a place where, it's a town that imposes itself on you, and I don't want that town imposing itself on my kids. My kids grow up in a nice little place, and they can decide to deal with L.A. on their own.
I'll tell you, we're talking to Dean Norris. It's Breaking Bad, AMC, Sundays at 10. I'll tell you what, you've got the best of both worlds. And what I mean by that is you are a working actor. You're on a steady show. Plus, you're doing guest spots on the best shows on television, all of them. And you got the constant paycheck, but you don't have the media scrutiny. You don't have the paparazzi up your rear end.
Right.
And so you get to have the fun job and the creative job where you get to do what you love, but you also have the family life. You don't have to worry about people poking into your personal business. You got the best of both worlds, man.
Exactly, man. And if a show fails, it's not my problem. I'm like the croupier at a casino. You know, people come and go, but I still make money.
Yeah. And people don't look at you like Ted McGinley, because you know, whenever he goes on a show, it dies.
Hey, I know that guy, man. I'm not going to say anything.
Laughter is worth a thousand words, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, man. It's great. You know, I get to do what I always wanted to do, and I make a decent living at it. And the older I get, the more I work. You know, I'm a middle-aged acting kind of guy. I was never a young, good-looking actor kind of guy who racing against the clock. So I'll get another 20 years, 30 years of working, and it'll be fun.
Absolutely. So here's a question. With you working on all the shows that you have and working with the amount of people that you worked with, who's the one or two people that really blew you away, that really exceeded your expectations when you walked onto the set?
I got to tell you, Bryan Cranston on Breaking Bad is one of them. I mean, I've learned after 20-some years in this business, I feel like I've been renewed in my pursuit of I feel like we, in fact, all of us, I think, having worked with him, feel like we are better actors having worked with Bryan Cranston. It's amazing. And I didn't really expect that going into the show. You know, I didn't really see that from Malcolm in the Middle. But once I get on the show with Bryan, he's just got such a great work ethic. He comes to work every day, and he's trying harder and harder and harder. So you have to kind of, move your A game up. And it's been a really nice experience after this long in the business to have somebody inspire you to be a better actor.
Again, we're talking to Dean Norris, Breaking Bad, Sundays at 10 on AMC. You said you grew up in a small town, and you became a working actor more than 20 years in the business. From being a quote-unquote small town, especially compared to, L.A., New York kind of a deal, what kind of advice can you give to someone who's chasing that dream from someone around here that's trying to go out and make it? What words of wisdom can you give? Because, I mean, you've done it.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. Everybody and their brother has an opinion about going into acting, and it's always negative. You say, hey, I'm going to be an actor. Hey, what restaurant are you waiting at? Hey. So you get a lot of guys popping off. But if it's something that you want to do, and it's something that you really feel a passion for, like anything, I think any job or any career choice you make, if you love to do it, you just keep your head down and focused, and you work on that thing as hard as you can, and you'll be successful at it. You really will. It's a business that you can work at. You do get better as an actor. I mean, it's a muscle you exercise, and if that's something you want to do, devote yourself fully to it, and you will be successful.
Do you want your kids to be in show business?
You know, if that's what they want to do, I'm certainly not pushing them into it. But because I've seen some stage mothers. Oh man,
who's the worst? Who's the worst one?
I want to be a part of.
Who's the worst one you saw?
I can't say, but I'll tell you what, they're all bad. You know, you're kind of pushing your kid into this business at this at an early age. I mean, it's rough to take this kind of, you know, any actor, all actors, even successful actors, you have to deal with a lot of rejection.
Sure.
And if you're dealing with that, you know, when you're 7 years old, 15 years old, that's not something I think personally that I want to be a part of. If my kids want to get into it later, I applaud them and I will help them all they can.
Again, we're talking to Dean Norris, Breaking Bad, Sundays at 10 on AMC. One more thing before we go. It is the quick six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Uh-oh.
All right, Dean, here we go. If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
A professor in a college.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
I don't have an iPod, but I can't answer that question. But it would be a Bob Seger song.
Old-time rock and roller or Turn the Page?
Turn the Page.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Godfather. One and two.
Not three.
Not three.
Yeah, not no. Favorite toy as a child?
Wow, man, that would date me. You know, they didn't have toys when I was a kid. I like those Rock and Sock'em robots. How about that?
I thought you were going to say Rock. That's what I thought.
I'm digging a hole in the backyard.
How old am I? Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Butt.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Butt.
There it is. Dean Norris, Breaking Bad, Sundays at 10 on AMC. Dude, you are fantastic. You're the kind of guy I'd love to just like have a beer with and just hang out with. You're down to earth. You're real. And I'm really glad that you've been able to do what you've done and have the best of both worlds like we talked about before, man. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much, man. I'd love to have a beer with you sometime.
Sounds good. Dean Norris, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.